This is the Side Income Blueprint, written by Veronica Castle, read for you by Andrew Park. Introduction. I built 5 income streams alongside my full-time job over 6 years. By the time I quit at 35, those streams together were paying me more than my product manager salary at a tech company that pretended very hard to be a meritocracy. The streams were not glamorous. None of them ran themselves. None of them happened while I slept. 2 of them I shut down after a year because they were not worth the time. The other 3 are still running, and one of them now makes more in a quarter than I used to make in a year. I want to tell you what I built and what I learned, because most of what you read about earning money outside a regular job is either a fantasy designed to sell you a course or a cleaned-up story told by someone who got lucky once and pretended it was a system. I'm not interested in either of those. I want to give you the actual menu. That word, menu, is on purpose. People talk about side income as if it's one thing, as if you either have it or you don't. But there are at least 12 real categories, each with different time requirements, different startup costs, different risk profiles, and different ceilings. Some of them are good fits for a person who has a busy job and 2 kids. Some are not. Some pay back almost immediately. Some take a year of unpaid effort before the first dollar arrives. If you don't know which is which, you'll pick the wrong one and quit when it doesn't work. And you'll blame yourself when actually you blame the wrong tool. I'm going to walk you through 12 income streams. For each one, I'll give you the realistic revenue range, the time it actually takes per week to keep it alive, what skills you need before you start, and at least one example of someone who built that stream while keeping a day job. I've changed names and details for the case studies because I want to protect people's privacy, but the numbers are real. Then I'll show you how to pick the one to start with, how to build it through the first 90 days, how to know when to quit, how to stack streams once one is working, and how to handle the boring stuff like taxes and time management. A few things I want to set up front, because they shake the whole book. First, I am skeptical of the phrase passive income. Almost nothing is passive. The author of an old book that still sells did not become passive. They wrote the book. The rental property does not maintain itself. The course does not market itself a year after launch. When someone tells you they have passive income, what they usually mean is that the work was front-loaded and now the maintenance is lower than the revenue. That's a real and beautiful thing. But it's not passive, and if you walk into building a stream expecting the income to keep arriving with no effort, you'll be disappointed and you'll quit. Second, I think the phrase side hustle has become useless. It used to mean a small business I do on the side. Now it means anything from selling stickers on Etsy to consulting at $500 an hour to driving for a rideshare service in the evening. Those are not the same thing. They have different economics, different time profiles, different risks. Lumping them together makes it impossible to think clearly. I'll use the term occasionally where there's no better word, but mostly I'm going to talk about specific income streams. Third, I don't think everyone should quit their job. I quit mine. But I had specific reasons and a specific runway, and I did not quit at the moment my side income equaled my salary. I waited 18 months past that point. I'll explain why in the final chapter. Quitting is one outcome of building side income, and it's not the only good outcome. Some of the happiest people I know have a job they like, a side stream they enjoy, and no intention of merging the two. Fourth, the math matters. Throughout this book, you're getting to see specific dollar figures. I made $4,200 in the first quarter of my newsletter the year I started charging. I sold $11,000 worth of a template pack in its first month, then $1,400 in its second, then $850 a month for the next 2 years. My consulting client paid me $6,500 a month for 16 months. These numbers are not impressive in the way Instagram numbers are impressive. They are middle numbers, the kind that actually let a person quit a salaried job over the course of years. If you want million-dollar promises, you've picked up the wrong book. I'm trying to tell you the truth about ordinary outcomes. Let me tell you who I am, briefly, so you know whose voice you're listening to. I grew up in a small city in the Midwest. I went to a state school. I got a marketing degree, took a junior product role at a software company in my mid-20s, and worked my way up to a senior product manager job at a larger company by my late 20s. I was paid well. I was not paid as well as the engineers I worked with, and I noticed. I started thinking about whether I could build something on the side around the time my partner and I were trying to buy a house, and realized we were going to need a bigger down payment than my salary alone could grow. The first stream I built was freelance product consulting for an old colleague. It worked because I already had a network. The second was a newsletter, which I started.